96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Renovated buildings, test scores, and more. It's a busy time for the D.C. public school system. And this will be the first full school year for the new chancellor, Antoine Wilson. He joins me now in studio to talk about a wide range of issues regarding the school system. If you have a question or comment for him, you can give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Mr. Chancellor, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Before I get to the test scores, because that is really, the big news of the day, I have to start with some of the sad stuff. As you, I'm sure you know, Jamari Sitnor passed away this past Sunday, our Wilson High School graduate. And in approximately 45 minutes, her family and friends are going to have a vigil for her. Your reaction to the loss of this bright, shining star, and I preface it with this. I have a daughter here who's a sophomore, mm-hmm. going to move her into the dorm tomorrow. I used to work in Tallahassee. I know FAMU. I'm an HBCU person. She was going to HBCU. My daughter, just 2 years older than her. So I get filled up when I think about this. And I'm sure that the entire school system, indeed the city, is mourning the passing of this young woman.
Well, you hit it right on the head, Harold. This is truly tragic, devastating in so many ways. I mean, you have a tremendously talented young woman who represents the best of what D.C. and our country has to offer, and does doing everything right, and has her entire future ahead of her. And so to lose her for senseless, unexplainable incident, it really is hard. And we have a community over at Wilson High School that is hurting, certainly throughout the city, district is hurting, and certainly family. And, we think it's important to provide as much support as we can provide the school, and those who are closest to her and the family. But I am also a father of two daughters, and it's unimaginable. So most definitely a very devastating set of circumstances and events, and my heart and condolences just go out to the family.
Let's talk about some of the good stuff. You talked today with the mayor at Watkins Elementary School, the renovated Watkins Elementary School, about the park test scores. Can you kind of give me a rundown of what you shared today?
Yeah, so just really quickly, what we shared is the fact that for two straight years, multiple years, the district has seen improvements in state assessment scores. And this past year, the district's growth outpaced the state, which was significant. The state's growth was significant in both ELA, English Language Arts and Math, 4% in ELA, 2%. And math for the state, but for the district, the improvement was 6.4% in English Language Arts and 3.5% in math. The headline there is this. Scores are up across the district. They're up for every group of students and in every ward. And so we are seeing improvements. DCPS continues to demonstrate that it's the fastest improving urban school district in the country, that we have talented educators and amazing students, parents who are supportive, a supportive mayor, a city council that supports education. And, I think it's also important to give a shout-out to Chancellor Henderson, who led this amazing progress several years ago when she put forth the capital commitment. So there's a lot of good work that's happening. We're excited about it. I look forward to being a part of it, but then also thinking about what the next 5 years will look like.
Now, test scores are great, and certainly there's been a lot of discussion about them, not only nationally, as you know, but also locally. You're just getting here. When you're talking about the nitty-gritty of why this happened in language that parents can understand, to what do you attribute the rise in the test score?
Well, I think I would attribute to a few things. One is an intense focus on education as a city. It really does take everyone to prioritize schools as important. When young people hear that it's important, they work harder. But also, if you're a teacher, you know you're going to get the support. You can push students more because you know you're going to be supported. And so that's important, that's just the intense focus. The other piece that I think is important that makes a difference is when we see increases in students attending school. So you can't learn if you're not there. And so the district has been doing everything it can to get more students to come. And then after that, it's better curriculum. The district has emphasized a new curriculum that in both English language arts and social studies, it's called Cornerstones. It was something that was developed by DCPS teachers for DCPS teachers and students that exposes students to rigorous content, but also culturally relevant content. And we think that makes a difference.
What do you mean by culturally relevant?
Well, it's just content that students can see themselves and their cultures reflected in the content that they'll be discussing. And so from the literature that they read, the opportunities to read text from a diverse people and authors from diverse backgrounds. I think that's a big part of it, and diverse set of experiences. Some students are able to, are encouraged and actually required to actually debate and problem solve and give each other feedback and have to receive feedback. And the test that students take, the PARC assessment, requires that students are able to think critically and deeply in ways that they're going to have to on a college campus. What the PARC is assessing is age-appropriate college readiness skills, college-level skills, college-level thinking. And the Cornerstones is putting all of our students in an opportunity to do that, but from a culturally relevant curriculum that is rigorous. In addition to that, the district invested in new math curriculum this past year. And so that implementation rolled out, and it was also rigorous. And so we're excited about that. And then additionally, there have been investments in middle school. We saw some of our largest gains in middle school. In DCPS, the district has been invested in middle school for a couple years. It certainly has been a priority of Mayor Bowser, and is a priority of mine as well. And so we've increased those investments. And then finally, I would highlight the investment in teacher practice, educator practice. We have rolled out an initiative this past year. It's called LEAP. And it is an investment in teachers collaborating with each other to grow stronger in their content knowledge, also the teaching strategies they use, and they help each other think about how to get better each day and provide the students the best lesson they can possibly provide them each day. All of those things combined with an extremely talented workforce of teachers who are dedicated, I would say, amongst the best teachers in the country, a strong group of leaders leading our schools, and a community that supports our schools is all leading to improvements in the district.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking with D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson about all things D.C. Public Schools. If you have a question or a comment, we are taking your calls. Lines are open, 202-319-7810. Tammy, calling from D.C. Tammy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I'm calling because I have a child who attends H.D. Woodson, and one of the concerns I have is the air conditioning. Last year, I know there was a couple of instances where it was not working properly, and over the summer as well. I wanted to find out the plan to get that operating for the students on Monday. Will that be operating for them?
I would expect the air conditioning to be working. So thanks for letting me know that there was an issue, and I will check personally to make sure. But I would fully expect the air conditioning to be working on Monday.
Okay.
Tammy, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. One of the things, and I want you to listen to this, because I had an opportunity earlier this week to speak with Elizabeth Davis, president of the Washington Teachers Union. This was on the day of the announcement of the 9% school teacher raises over the next 3 years. And I asked her what she thought of not just the raises, but the process. And this is what she said.
I think it's fair. I mean, I'm not going to do cartwheels about it. We didn't get everything that we wanted, but we've come a long way from a 1% pay raise that was offered by Chancellor Henderson before leaving. So I think that this is a huge step in the right direction. It signals to teachers that the school district understands the need for them to have pay increases. And it almost signals a new era for collaboration because it took Chancellor Wilson and I approximately 5 or 6 months to come to an agreement on those sticking points that we could not seem to get done over the past 5 years with the previous administration.
That, to me, is a remarkable statement for her to say that it took 5 or 6 months working with you. When she couldn't get the same kinds of things done in 5 years with Chancellor Henderson, what did you do? What did you bring a different attitude? What were those discussions? What were those discussions like? And the reason I ask is because that was not the first time that I'd had an opportunity to speak to Elizabeth Davis about raises and negotiations. And to be quite frank, prior to your arrival, she was not happy. Mm-hmm. So what did you do?
Well, first, Harold, I think it's important that I say that, you know, I don't think it's proper for me to try to contrast myself with prior leadership in any way. I am, you know, standing on the shoulders of those who came before me and have a great deal of respect and admiration, in fact, for Chancellor Henderson and her leadership in so many ways. You know, I think sometimes when you are coming in new, you're able to, it really is a clean slate. And for me, a priority going forward is just really having really great relationship with all our teachers. I had an opportunity to get in all the classrooms. All of our schools across the district. I wanted to get a sense of what the talent was and how our educators approached the job. And what I saw are really dedicated people who work really hard and who, although amongst the best compensated teachers in the country. Many felt that they needed, the district to demonstrate that it was a priority to get a deal. And for me, it was a priority to get a deal. And I think that when you prioritize something and you get folks in the room looking for win-wins, you're able to get things done. And for me, it's always been about a win-win. How do we get a deal that's right for our district moving forward that continues to allow us to move quickly and make decisions that need to be made towards the benefit of all our students and their achievement, but at the same time put teachers in a position where they feel valued and get to be a part of the process going forward, and that's what we were able to do.
Full context, though, yes, D.C. teachers are among the highest paid in the country, but they're also teaching in the most expensive city in the nation to live in, and so certainly I would imagine that played some part in that discussion.
Well, I think the folks in the Bay would have a pretty good argument.
Yeah, well, San Francisco,
expensive.
Yes, I'm
but,
sure.
But I will just say, needless to say, it is expensive. You know, I would say, for me, I think having a process where you focus on attracting and retaining, developing top talent, to me, that's just non-negotiable. We have to be about that. And even more so, because of the cost of living here. And, you know, I think that if we can position teachers to live in the city I'd love for all of them to be able to live in the city or in close proximity to the city, increases the likelihood that we'll be able to retain them. It's not all of it. I mean, that's just a part of it. What I often look at is it's normally the straw that breaks the camel's back. If there are other things that aren't going well and then they can say, and you aren't doing this, we'll lose them. But if we can get all of this, if we can get a number of other things in place, and we can demonstrate that we were able to get a contract so that we can focus on substantive issues that are going to make a difference for young people, then it's worth us doing it. And again, I just believe that we have tremendously talented teachers, and it was important to me, and it was important to the mayor and city council, and I believe also important to the leadership that exists in the district to get it done. And I just was able to be a part of the process to make it happen.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, for those out there listening, it's not quite a done deal. That raise needs to be ratified by the union and, of course, eventually approved by the
council.
Right. So there's still some work to do. But, yeah, certainly some first steps. I need to take a break, but the lines are open. Daryl in D.C., Angela in Southeast, Karima also calling in D.C., calling from D.C. We're going to talk to you in just a moment. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking to D.C.'s public schools chancellor, Antoine Wilson. He'll be answering our questions and yours. Lines are open, so stay with us. Don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program, so continue hanging on to the line. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues in just a few seconds. The Howard